Live from E-Town Hall in the foothills of the Rocky Mountains, it's E-Town with this week's guests from Nashville, Tennessee, Raylan Baxter, Achievement Award winner Dara Schoenwald, and from Boulder, Colorado, Gregory Allen Isakoff. I'm Helen Forster. Join me now in welcoming our host, Nick Forster.
Thank you, Helen. Thanks, everybody. Welcome to E-Town Hall. Glad you could join us. This was a tough ticket for those of you who got in here for the live show. This was a tough ticket to get. Good for you. And with good reason. We have two musical guests this week who are more than just singer-songwriters. They both do what any really good artist does. They look around and they try to make sense of the world, and then they share their discovery through the lens of their gifts and their talents. And they give us kind of a way in so we can sort of see where they've been and what they've been up to. I know that sounded like a whole bunch of Boulder hippie babble just then, but I mean it, sort of, and you'll see what I mean in a little while. These guys are good. They take us on a little journey. They're good at it. Well-crafted songs, well-crafted records. These guys have spent a lot of time doing this. They come from different approaches, different backgrounds, and you'll see all that too. Our first guest has quietly developed his own sound, a body of work, solid career, sensible work-life balance between both music and agriculture. That stuff is hard to do. He has had a pretty clear vision all along. He's had his eye on this. He's steadily worked hard to make consistently good records and put on good shows, expanded his turf by performing with orchestras around the country, all while keeping a band together and running a farm. So we're proud of him. Please welcome back to E-Town our good friend Gregory Allen Isakoff.
Some clowns. sidewalks covered in rain. Love, did you get into some of your stories? Me and all my plain Jane glory. Just me and all my plain Jane. Stomach charms, chemicals and caffeine. You saw her bathing in the creek. Now you're jealous of the water. You're jealous of the water. Dave's alright. Call you there. I've been running solo, but it ain't all there. And they say it's the take and give of it emptiness. No, it's just where I live. Yeah, an emptiness knows me. Is it just
Gregory Allen Iskoff, welcome back to E-Town. Congratulations.
Thanks.
And all your continued success. I really feel like you've had a vision. You've kind of been quietly working in ways that not everybody noticed. It's like, oh, wait. He's been working this plan the whole time, and it's actually just getting better and better, and you've been pretty consistent, and it's awesome. It's patience, I think.
Yeah, that's a word for it, yeah.
Patience?
Yep.
Do gardeners have to be patient?
I mean, you gotta hustle, but yeah, yeah. I think so.
Yeah. I think it's interesting because a lot of people can get distracted by any stage along the a career in music. It can, like, you can, oh, look, I got, somebody likes this, I'm gonna go in this direction. Or, oh, look, I made this song, I'll make more songs like that. But it feels like you've really had a clear sense of where you wanted to go, which is cool. I don't know, how many solo shows do you think you played before you could keep a band together?
Oh, probably a couple years.
Yeah.
Jeb and I have been playing together for 15 years.
Yeah. We remember fondly how Brandi Carlile was one of your early adopters. She was somebody who just kind of wrapped her arm around you and said, hey, I'm going to take you with me. And a lot of people first heard you through Brandy's shows and her network. You've now gotten to the point where you can do that, and you are doing that. You're taking other acts out on the road with you. I noticed Shook Twins and Milk Carton Kids are opening for you in Nashville.
Yeah, Joe Purdy came out.
Joe Purdy,
Europe, and we had Lee Folebeck, which I saw him here.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. And it must make you feel great that you're at this place now where you can sort of continue the cycle.
I have a lot of insight on opening. I spent most of my life opening, which I think is an amazing thing. It's a really bizarre job.
To play a short set for people who didn't pay to see you.
Yeah. And it's the most bizarre thing because nothing else, no other art form has an opener, you know?
Right.
You don't go see like the Mona Lisa and there's like some weird, like, check out my drawings. Like, it's weird. And my little brother and I have actually been working on a dark comedy script called The Opener.
The Opener, yeah.
There's some dark shit that happens.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah. Dark beep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, here's two more things that I made up, but I don't think I did. That you're involved with something having to do with guitar classes at Columbine High School and also raising money for, is it Puerto Rico? Are those things you're doing?
Well, yeah, Steve actually went to Columbine and he was actually the inspiration to do that.
And it's bringing music into the high school as a healing, as an engagement tool? Or
I think it was a music program, right?
Yeah.
The guitar program.
Yeah, the guitar program.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what about the Puerto Rico, raising money for Puerto Rico? Is that a one-time thing or is it something?
Yeah, that was a one-time thing. And then every year we try to choose something that we're, you know, we're doing some stuff for California fires. And
the Paradise fires, yeah. Man, oh man, I tend to sort of maybe over-exaggerate this accomplishment because you're so dang low-key. But the reality is we've known each other a long time and we've been able to watch, it's just you and Nathaniel Rateliff also in the same way, just starting with acoustic guitars and playing clubs and playing places and opening. And
yeah, you know, I never thought I'd get to do this and I never pictured, you know, playing bigger shows than I did 10 years ago. But I think there's such a great music community here and so much music going on, so much art going on.
I'm going to start talking quieter.
Oh, sorry. I'll eat the mic. There you go.
Well, listen, it's a great model to, because so many musicians, the odds are really like kind of like people talk about NBA odds. You know, you have a great high school basketball player who plays, and the odds of that person going to play in the NBA are slim. And similarly, in the world of music, there's a lot of people who have aspirations to play music and sustain a music career, and it's super hard to do. So as low-key as you are about the whole dang thing, we notice that it's hard, and you've accomplished a lot.
Thanks.
Let's get back to music. Welcome back, if you would, the most laid-back man in show business, Gregory Alan Isakoff, and his band.
on my drunken southern star. How you tried to hide in darkness, slip from orbit, now you're dangerous. Be close, oh. Come out from all your hiding out. We'll dig in our heels, salute the battlefields where our broken hearts were born. Oh. And the storm clouds are thirsty, I can see them burst and watch them gathering light. With the walls in the bedroom now pounding out.
Gregory Alan Isakoff, along with his band Steve Varney on banjo and electric guitar, Max Barcelo on the drums, Philip Archer on the cello and the whirly, Jeff Boza on the violin, John Paul Grigsby on the upright and electric bass. The record's called Evening Machines. Gregory Alan Isakoff. They'll be back later on. Play some more music.
Your visit to E-Town is made possible in part by the Bohemian Foundation, building stronger communities through the Bohemian qualities of creativity and imagination. On the web at bohemianfoundation.org. And by Silk, the charter sponsor of Change the Course. The program was co-created with National Geographic to restore water in critically water-stressed ecosystems. You can learn more about Silk's commitment to the environment and to plant-based nutrition at silk.com. You're listening to E-Town.
I'm Nick Forster. You're listening to E-Town. Gregory Alan Isakoff and his band are going to be back later on in the show. And coming up, a great young singer-songwriter from Nashville, Raylan Baxter, is here. Play some of his new songs. But before we bring Raylan out, we're going to introduce you all to somebody we got to know with the help of one of our listeners. Every week we get to do this. We get to share a story of someone who is in their hometowns, looking around and finding ways to make things better. And these are often just small stories that add up to big changes, and we're happy to sort of spread this news around. We recognize them with something called the Achievement Award, as you well know. And here comes Helen Forster to tell you about this week's winner.
Thank you, Nick. It is human nature to want to connect with the natural world, and many of us do that wherever we live. Our winners this week, Dara Schoenwald and her husband, Dave Dobler, are music lovers who live in Miami Beach, Florida. Kayaking, taking walks on the beach, and paddleboarding are the ways that they get out in nature. Well, as they did more of that, they realized they were seeing more and more trash wherever they went. Within that, they noticed especially a lot of styrofoam and plastic from local restaurants. So they began by simply taking garbage bags with them to collect the trash they came across, but they soon realized the problem was way bigger than the two of them could handle. That led to an amazing personal effort to both organize beach cleanups throughout their area and to work to address the sources of the pollution directly. Dara's here to tell us more, so please join me in welcoming one of this week's Achievement Award winners, Dara Schoenwald of Miami Beach, Florida.
Dara, welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Great to be here in E-Town.
Yeah. So it sounds like you and Dave both like to get in and on the water in and around where you live in South Florida. So that's where you notice the problem with all the trash. What's in your backgrounds, you and your husbands, that encouraged you to make that step when you're just out there having a good time to clean up the trash?
Sure. So I'm a cultural anthropologist by training, and I went to work in a digital advertising agency where I really focused as an anthropologist on consumer behavior. And so that's sort of what I bring to my work now, is thinking about how do we get people to reduce how much single-use plastics they use. Dave is in cybersecurity, so that's not really related at all. But we did both work extensively on the Obama campaign, doing a lot of voter registration. And I think our experiences there were really instrumental in helping us realize that a lot of people doing a little bit can have tremendous impacts.
Yeah, that's cool. So you've got to see firsthand what happens when you go even door to door and get the community engaged.
For sure.
So this became a bigger and bigger issue. You're collecting garbage, you're out there paddling around, you're having fun, but then you see the piles of garbage and it doesn't stop.
Yeah, there was definitely a couple few turning points, I would say, that catapulted us from just sort of doing a pastime into a much larger initiative and taking it to the next level. And so we live on the water, and Dave would often go for very long paddles in the late afternoon, and I would always be worried about him coming back, you know, before dark, especially because the bay can be quite busy with lots of, you know, large boat traffic and speedboats. And I'm watching, you know, just making sure he's going to get home okay. And I see this thing coming across the water, and I'm like, what is that? And oh my God, it's Dave, and it's his kayak, and it's like loaded on with trash. I mean, there's huge pieces of styrofoam, like from a boat ramp. There's like a plastic lawn chair, you know, bungeed onto the kayak, tremendous amounts of bags. And that's when I realized, okay, we need to get him a bigger boat, or we need a lot more help. And so that was sort of a turning point to thinking about how do we take this to the next level.
Yeah. So what's the next thing you do? How do you do that as former community organizers? And, you know, what did you do?
We started organizing informally, just sort of groups of friends, you know, hey, let's go out and do a beach cleanup. Let's spend a sunset collecting, you know, trash. And as we would do that, people would come up to us and they would say, hey, you know, what are you doing? I want to get involved. And when's the next cleanup? And so lots of people interested, you know, lots of people doing sort of similar things, but there was no real central way to put it together. And we drew some inspiration from jam bass. So we're live music lovers. And when we want to find out when are the next shows coming up, either in our town or elsewhere, we go to a website and it helps us, you know, connect that. So we built volunteercleanup.org as a website to be a digital bridge to connect all of the people who are interested in finding cleanups with all the ones who are doing something like that.
That's so cool. And of course, there's been a lot of reporting lately about plastics in the ocean and the pollution of plastic, just because it's ubiquitous, it's everywhere, it's in sea life, it's in the ecosystem. I mean, it's a real problem. And so do you also sort of think about this, where this stuff is coming from and deal with the source?
Yes, in a few different ways. So as an anthropologist, you know, I think a lot about how do we change consumer behavior, right? Mm-hmm. How do we get them to adopt more sustainable lifestyle practices? So we really think about the shoreline cleanup not as the solution, but as an eye-opening experience that is oftentimes shocking when people see what we see. So people can see the problem, they can get more involved. And then beyond their own personal behavior, we also encourage people to get involved by not only reducing their own reliance on single-use plastics, but advocating for change at the local businesses that they support. You know, if the businesses are still using styrofoam, there's been a lot of effort around straws and getting restaurants to not give out straws automatically, but only by request or otherwise changing to paper straws. So we get sort of the people we're working with to push on, you know, really all sides.
It's a big job. It's a big old job. And you've taken it on in your neighborhood. So how many people do you have now in your network who are helping to do this cleanup and this sort of education effort?
So we have just surpassed the 1,000 mark for the number of cleanup events that we facilitated through the platform online.
Wow.
We have about over 8,000 unique volunteers that are coming out and participating in the cleanups, and they have collectively amounted to 75,000 volunteer hours, and we're just close to getting to 250,000 pounds of marine debris or plastic pollution removed from our shorelines.
That's wild. That's wild. Congratulations. That's amazing. All from just going out on a paddleboard and trying to enjoy yourselves. Are you working with any state legislators or anybody to try to change regulations?
Miami Beach is a very progressive town, so we've had a lot of support of our local commission. We were able to ban styrofoam in part because we were able to document how much we were pulling out of the mangroves in our local ecosystems. There's another initiative called Plastic Free MB, which is a voluntary program for restaurants who are phasing out single-use plastic so they get certified and, you know, we can kind of throw a lot of support and love their way for doing the right thing.
Yeah. Well, listen, for those of us who don't live on the ocean, this is an issue that we all need to pay attention to because it's, you know, that the water flows downhill from either side of the Rockies to the ocean. So let me just ask you, if people want to find out more, is there a website they can go to? Well, you mentioned there is, volunteercleanup.org.
Volunteercleanup.org, and our platform is geographically agnostic. So anybody who wants to organize a cleanup can go to our website and do that. And if you're local into South Florida, you can go and find a cleanup. But we're really looking to expand, and so I would be happy to sort of handhold anyone else who wants to do what we've done. We have a model that can be replicated anywhere.
That's so cool. Listen, congratulations, Dara Schoenwald and her husband, Dave, the winners of this week's Achievement Award. They're the founders of VolunteerCleanup.org, making a big difference in South Florida, educating people, really cleaning up the beaches. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dara. Achievement Award winner, Dara Schoenwald.
Now, if you missed it just now, you can find contact information for Dara and Dave and their organization and more information about them, too, on our website, etown.org. And you can also send us an award nomination there, too. We'd love to hear from you. It can be someone you've read about or maybe even someone you know personally. If you just go to our homepage, look for the word award in the far right of the top menu. Clicking on that takes you to the page that explains what we look for and how to nominate. And you can always email us too at info@etown.org if you like. Or you can always write to us the old-fashioned way at Box 954, Boulder, Colorado, 80306.
Thank you, Helen. Thank you, Dara. Good stories, people doing good stuff. We've got more music coming up from Gregory Alan Isakoff in a little while. Right now, I'm going to tell you about Raylan Baxter. Grew up in Nashville, Tennessee. His dad is a multi-instrumentalist who played pedal steel for Bob Dylan, Steve Earle, and Ryan Adams and others. Anyway, Raylan was more into lacrosse as a kid than songwriting, but he got a little older and he started rambling around. He lived in Baltimore, he lived in Colorado, he lived in Israel, lived in Kentucky, and all along began really working on his songwriting and his performing. He spent some time living in an old rubber band factory in Kentucky out in a cornfield. Part of this complex was getting fixed up to be a recording studio. He spent a few months up there, holed up, writing songs. I think he wrote 50 songs, 10 of which are on his latest CD, which is really a good record. It's called Wide Awake. Please welcome to E-Town for his first visit, Raylan Baxter.
Okay. I'm going to borrow this man right here. Today I found out he played pedal steel. I don't play the wicked instrument myself, but my dad is a pedal steel player, and I have much respect for the instrument and whoever else decides to dive into that devilish world. Yeah, this song is called Let It All Go, man. And really, it started from some advice my dad gave me like 11 years ago when I was living in Creed, Colorado. He thought I was just doing something I wasn't up to. And maybe he saw a control freak inside me nurturing. So he said, let it all go, Ray. Years later, here we are.
Morning, everyone, gather round, grab a chair. Make yourself a drink, blow your smoke into the air. Contemporary sadness and fire-breathing dragons are everywhere. The days go by, hear an old Belvedere. And the way that it goes, it's just the way that it is. But do you ever wonder if anyone is ever gonna make it out? Well, is it wonder, or is it fame? Or is it popularity that ruins everything? Is the river not the rain? Why is everyone pretending that there's not a drop to drink? Well, here we are holding on to everything. Let it all go, man. Let it all go, man. Let it all go, man. Let it all go. So I build up a fence around the man in me. As the Mayan and the misanthrope argue in the street. Angelic eyes of sadness, fire-breathing dragons are all I see. But the longer I stand and the more I awake, the cracks in my hand and the lines on my face fail to remind me the frail and the blind see the same as me. Well, is it madness? Or is it fear? My brother, I'm not really sure after all these years. Is it wonder? Or is it love? Or is everyone believing that it's under their control? Well, here we are, just waiting to explode. Let it all go, man. Let it all go, man. Let it all go, man. Let it all go. Or is it fear? My brother, I'm not really sure after all these years. Is it wonder? Or is it love? Or is everyone believing that it's all under our control? Well, here we are, just waiting to explode. Let it all go, man. Let it all go, man. Let it all go, man. Let it all go. Just let it all go, man. Let it all go, man. Let it all go, man. Let it all go.
Hey, Raylan Baxter, welcome to E-Town.
Thank you.
That song, Let It Go, Man, a mantra for today, advice from your dad. Was it your dad who was playing on the record, playing pedal steel?
Yes, on that song, yeah.
Yeah. So am I right that you were into lacrosse as a teenager and young adult?
Very right.
Yeah. And not so much about the music business and following in your dad's multi-instrumentalist footsteps.
No, honestly, I'm still not into the music business. Or even, he did his thing. He was a multi-instrumentalist and a sideman. And he was like, Ray, if I could have had it my way, I would have been front and center, baby. So,
really? You know, he said that?
Yeah, he's been an incredible resource for what he's learned as a sideman. So he was always giving me constructive criticism.
Right.
Not to leave my mother out of this, she is a sensitive singer.
Yeah.
With great vibrato.
Oh, cool. Well, listen, for us it worked out. We get to enjoy the fruits of their labors and yours. Listen, one of the things that's cool is your record is kind of well-produced and dense and lush in parts, and it's got a wonderful, to my ear, kind of a Britpop sensibility, but more Kinks than Beatles, but melodic and, you know, really interesting stuff. Then hearing you with acoustic guitar, I imagine that's more like the way the songs were written when you were staying in that crazy rubber band factory in Kentucky for a few months.
Yeah.
And I have my own image of what that 3 months or whatever it was in the rubber band factory, which is just such a cool thing to be able to say. Most artists don't get to say that they spent a few months in an old dilapidated rubber band factory. It's kind
amazing.
Of romantic, just combination of words.
Yeah. Well, my friend Billy, his grandfather is one of the pioneers of the rubber band. His great-grandfather, back in the early
1920s. There's another combination of words that you don't hear very often.
Yeah, right?
A rubber band pioneer.
He would take old tractor tires and rip them up, because he was a newspaper delivery guy, and so he was tired of clipping them or having to walk them up to the mailbox, so he took old rubber from the tractor tires and tied it, and then found a way to adhese them.
Yeah, either.
Stick them together.
Yeah. And... it's Kentucky, after all.
Totally.
Yeah.
And then it just turned into something. And so that factory they moved to Arkansas 20 years ago, and his family has sat on it, and then he had been collecting antique recording gear, or vintage recording gear, and it's now a functioning, amazing studio.
Wild.
And I lived in a room. After day one, I had, blanketed all the windows and pulled a mattress in there and had a Wurlitzer and an old guitar and a bunch of paper and markers and cigarettes and red wine.
Mm-hmm. And not a lot of other people around most of the time.
No, but except for beautiful Bruce. Just to add to the mixture.
Okay.
Billy's dad is the famous WWE wrestler Beautiful Bruce. And so this is before it became, Beautiful Bruce... was right when Andre the Giant came in, was the end of Beautiful Bruce's career. So Beautiful Bruce would come in and be like, hey, Ray, you still writing in there? Damn, it's been 4 days. I like your work ethic, son. You got it, man. And then he'd drive off. So that was
wow.
My... Yeah. Plenty of stuff to write about.
Yeah. Wow.
Woo!
So,
I don't want to be too opinionated in life, because it doesn't really matter on some levels what I truly think, but I do have eyes. Sometimes they open up and see it and just take a snapshot and then move on and remain hopeful of the human race, that we smooth it out.
Mm-hmm.
And how one sees the world, because... there's so much crazy headbutting that's gone on for thousands of years. Like when I was living in Israel, the land of the crusade, and my God better than your God. And it's a silly argument, it seems, I think, which makes my day-to-day life pretty easy. I kind of just wipe it off with the windshield wipers and see the sun. And it's been nice once I kind of clicked into this mode.
Mm-hmm. Well, the record is called Wide Awake, after all. And yeah. I love the fact that you're corroborating that completely amorphous optimistic statement I made at the top of the show about how artists are paying attention and bringing this back to us through their songs. And I thought that it was sounded a little too hippie, but wasn't nearly as hippie as what you just said.
Far out, man.
Well, I have a feeling that this is not the last time we're going to be hanging out and telling tales here. So I'm glad you're here. Let's get back to music. Welcome back, if you would, Raylan Baxter.
Okay, I'm going to borrow the E-Town House Band for my final song. And this is a number called Olivia. It's from my first album on Feathers and Fishhooks. Uno, dos, tres. Love is such a pretty thing, oh, but lately it's been hard to find. For I can taste it when the wind blows in, and I can see it hiding on the mountainside. Well, I never thought it could be this bad. Yeah, and I lost all the love I had. So Olivia, won't you let me in? Yeah, I'm in love again. But if I was a wealthy man, don't you know I would spend all my dimes on you? And if I held you, lover, in my giving hand, don't you know I would make it so all your dreams come true? 'Cause I never thought it could be this bad. Yeah, and I lost all the love I had. So Olivia, won't you let me in? Yeah, I'm in love again. Woo. Darling, tell me, how could you be so far away from me? And why did you leave me all alone? And what can I do to make you love me too? So I wrote a song for you, but I'm still alone. I'm all alone. Everything was gold. Yeah, I remember, 'cause doll, I was sleeping with you. But if I could do it all again, don't you know I would never, never ever run around on you? 'Cause I never thought it could be this bad. Yeah, and I lost all the love I had. So Olivia, won't you let me in? Yeah, I'm in love again. Oh, my Olivia, tell me, lover, won't you be my friend? Yeah, oh yeah, I'm in love. Thank you.
Raylan Baxter from Nashville, Tennessee. The record's called Wide Awake, out on ATO Records, along with E-Tones, Chris Engelman, Ron Jolly, Christian Teal, and Helen Forster singing harmony. Mr. Raylan Baxter.
This portion of E-Town is made possible by Zayo Group, providing communication infrastructure services to the world's leading businesses with its fiber network that powers the voice, data, and video traffic we depend on every day. You can learn more at zayo.com. That's Zayo.com. And one more thing, we want to hear from you. We'd love to hear what you think of the show in general. If you have a moment, you can take our very short survey on our website, etown.org, and help us keep the show at its very best. Thanks. You're listening to E-Town.
I'm Nick Forster. I want to say hello to people who are listening to E-Town on stations like KSMF, Jefferson Public Radio in Ashland, Oregon, on WHFC, Hartford Community Radio in Bel Air, Maryland, and on KGNU right here in Boulder, Colorado. As always, if you want more information about our guests, if you want to see exactly what they're wearing, or if you want to find out more about what kind of instruments they're playing, if you also want to know about how to get tickets to live shows, all that stuff is online at etown.org. We also have a smartphone app that would allow you to listen to a lot of E-Town shows at your convenience. All right. For absolutely no reason, I'm kind of proud of both of our musical guests this week. I didn't help in any way, but they're doing great, and I'm proud of them in some strange way. Had nothing to do with their success. I'm also proud of our award winners, Dave and Dara, helping to clean up the beaches and the ocean. Really just big problems, but they're looking at it in a way that they can make a dent. And as I mentioned, plastic, of course, is a thing we all have to pay attention to. So now picture yourselves on a small farm with big rows of vegetables and some chickens and maybe some goats and some big cottonwood trees and little mountains in the distance. And welcome back, if you would, along with his great band, Gregory Alan Isakoff.
Crumbling apart. Won't you sing her something? nothing for the dark.
That's Gregory Alan Isakoff, along with his band Steve Varney, Max Barcelo, Philip Parker, Jeff Bowes, and John Paul Grigsby. The record is called Evening Machines, out on Suitcase Town and Dual Tone Records. Gregory Alan Isakoff. We've got time for one more song. I want to get everybody out here on stage. You've had a good time. I want to thank all our guests. We, you know, we always think about what song we want to play, and we can't figure out in advance. We do it just right before the show starts. And this is a song that is a new song to some of us. It's a Bob Dylan. It's on a Bob Dylan record, and Raylan's dad, Bucky, played on this song. We were looking for one of those, and this is a cool, unusual song. So. A first for us. Meanwhile, I just want to thank once again Raylan Baxter for coming from Nashville, Tennessee. Thanks to our award winner, Dara Schoenwald, along with her husband Dave, cleaning up the beaches, ocean around Miami, Florida. Thanks to Gregory Alan Isakoff and his band. Thanks to the E-Tones, Helen Forster, the cast and crew, all of you guys. I'm Nick Forster. Hope you can be with us next week right here in E-Town.
Walking through streets that are dead, I'm walking with you all in my head. Oh, my feet are so tired and my brain is so wired. And the clouds are weeping.
Towns, recorded at E-Town Hall and produced by our donor-supported nonprofit organization. To comment about the show, send us an email at info@etown.org or reach us on Twitter or Facebook. Distribution of E-Town is made possible by our family of sponsors, this station, and listeners like you.
Sometimes silence can be like thunder. Sometimes I want to take to the road and plunder. Would you ever be true? I think of you. And I want. Just don't know what to do. I'd give anything to be with you.
This is a production of the E-Town Radio Network.